Hillspedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
6:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. Want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Guys, we got a busy show for you today. My voice is back. I'm going to say about 80%. Dan Zarrow, the weather today, I don't know if it's going to help or hurt.
I don't know.
Yesterday was nice.
So, like, if we could copy and paste that over and over again, 70s and sunshine, that is my favorite.
I lost my voice after, it was Monday, right after the show.
Right after the show, you said, right?
And I called, you know, I called Sam and Kristen. I'm like, guys, I have no voice. I literally couldn't talk. I texted them, and I'm
your one asset.
It's the one thing I have. That's what I have. So the good news is, yesterday resting, wow, perfect weather. It was almost September. Like, it was crisp in the morning.
Nice and dry, yep.
And then it got warm in the afternoon, but not hot.
Right, and we had a little breeze keeping the air moving around. Let's just savor that for a moment while we think about the rain that's moving in.
Okay, so what's coming today?
So this morning is almost a continuation of that. We've got the sun coming up this morning, temperatures in the 40s. It's a crisp start to the day.
Yeah.
We stay dry this morning. We get wet this afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. That'll be first raindrops, and then rain is going to linger through at least tonight with some embedded thunderstorms possible, too.
Oh, so noisy, wet,
a little bit
cooler?
It's just wet for now. There's really nothing severe or dangerous here. No risk of flooding. It's just wet weather. Tomorrow is going to be dramatically cooler. It's going to be just one of those miserable days with clouds and drizzle and temperatures that go nowhere. Friday, kind of the same.
Really?
And then we're out of it. Once we get into the weekend, skies will brighten just in time.
Great.
And temperatures will return to about seasonable levels.
We've got some outside events on Saturday and Sunday.
Cool.
So I've got a good 4-day run starting tomorrow.
Okay. The chance of rain on Saturday is not zero.
Okay.
I have taken it out of my official on-air forecast, but it's something to watch.
Got it.
The exact timing of it. There is a chance of a shower on Friday and maybe on Saturday. Sunday's looking good. I like Sunday. I've got a hike planned with my Cub Scout den.
Nice.
On Sunday.
So nice.
Kind of excited that we can go get lost in the woods and not get.
All right. If you pick Sunday for that day, then that's the outside
exactly
day.
Right.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Jen Ursillo in for Eric Scott. How you doing?
I am in for Eric. Hi, Bill.
Good.
Feeling better?
I am. My voice is not 100%.
I know. I can hear it.
I literally, it like turned on a dime. I lost it Sunday, and I thought, uh-oh. But then Monday I came in, I got it back.
Yeah.
And then, boom, after the show Monday, done.
Done.
No voice. Could not talk.
No, is Jody excited about that when you lose your voice?
Why is it that that is literally the first thing that everyone asks me?
I have to ask that.
It's like a mini vacation for my wife when I have no voice.
Because
no voice is no voice. I couldn't. It swelled up so much. I don't know. So I did telehealth. They gave me an antibiotic. They said it could be strep. We don't know, but I'm better now.
Okay, that's good.
But it's still coming back. Now this, I'm drinking this weird concoction of... You're not really a holistic person. Would you do it?
I would do it. It depends on what it is, though. Let's calm down. What's in it?
So it was boiled ginger, cinnamon, orange, lemon, garlic, and cayenne pepper.
You lost me on the pepper. See, I don't do spice. I can't do that.
Oh, stop. It's super spicy. It's really good, though. It looks like orange juice.
Now, where'd you get that recipe?
Friend of Jody's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it working?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm talking today. That could either be the antibiotics or it could be this weird concoction.
Yeah. Maybe.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, did you, it's something I want to bring up and I want to ask people about. The woman, the toll booth attendant.
Yes.
Who had the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Woke up, said, I'm not going to work. And that day, a truck crashed into the toll booth.
And injured a toll collector that
probably filled in for her.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yes. And I think the new update is now she's getting like flack about it, like on social media.
Yeah. You're big on Facebook and social media. Do you think it's fair what they're doing to her?
No, I don't. I mean, whether you believe in premonitions or not, something in her told her, do not go to work. Yeah. And she had to act on it. And she said, I never call out. So for her to call out, it was something that she really needed to follow.
Has that ever happened to you? Gut instinct, not do something?
Gut instinct, but not like that.
Yeah,
Not like that. Not that serious. Now,
so that's the question. So, a toll booth collector had a premonition. She said she woke up at 2 a.m. It was big storms outside. Woke up for work at 4. Decided to call out because she was worried about getting into an accident on the way to work. Turns out her fill-in gets injured because a truck hits the toll booth that she was working in.
It's crazy.
Has this ever happened to you? 1-800-283-101.5. Have you ever had a premonition and then acted on it, and then thank God you did because something bad did happen? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:15 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Stay in the know with New Jersey 101.5 News. Get your Jersey news instantly by downloading our app. Listen on demand wherever you want, bringing the latest newscast right to your fingertips.
Zero.
6:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. With you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, toll collector working at the Barnegat Toll Plaza on the Parkway wakes up at 2 a.m. Doesn't like what she hears. Thunderstorms outside jarred her out of a sleep.
5.
Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, hey, we're talking about premonitions. Has it ever happened to you? I have to be honest. I can't say it's happened to me. I don't know. Jen, has it happened to you? We had a premonition and you didn't do something?
Not on a caliber that would be...
We're talking with the woman who had the dream, woke up. She's like, I'm not going to work today. Right. I could be killed in an accident.
Yeah.
And a few hours later, her replacement is in the toll booth. Gets hit by a dump truck or a garbage truck.
Crazy.
Yeah, and both were injured, the driver and the toll collector. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And she said she was saying prayers and looking out for the families. And now she's getting flack on social media about her premonition. I know.
If you're hitting this woman on social media, don't be a jerk. Honestly, like you ought to say, wow, I wonder how many times my gut has told me what not to do and I've not follow the advice and something bad happened. Let's go to Sam on the Parkway. Sam, you have an amazing story. Thanks for holding on.
Sure. Hello. So this is more on my mom's part, but my best friend when I was about 13 in upstate New York, she was going to Myrtle Beach with her family, and she had asked me if I would take care of her dogs while they were gone for about a week and a half. And, you know, it was about a mile away, and I'd have to ride my bike, no big deal. And the night before they left, my mom had this thought. You know, she said, look, you're going to have to go up and take care of these dogs twice a day. And if it's raining, you still got to go. And if I got to work, I'm not going to be able to drive you. And I thought about it. I'm like, that's a really good point. And Sarah had two older brothers who could drive. So I said to Sarah, look, if one of your brothers has a friend that could do it, you might want to ask them. I'll still do it if they can't find someone, but you might want to ask. So they did, and one of our older brothers also had a friend named Sam who agreed to do it. So they go to Myrtle Beach. Sam's taking care of the dog, and while they're gone, this guy named William Bransoff escapes from prison in Florida. He was in prison for rape, which is important because he goes up to Oswego, realizes that they're gone, moves into their house, and then one of the days that Sam's taking care of the dog, Sam goes into the main house, the dog's really in the pool house. William hears him and beats him over the head with a baseball bat and kills him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, awful, tragic.
What was this guy's name? William Bransoff?
William Bransoff, yep. Yep. And, you know, like, as awful as that is, I can't help but feel like, you know, given what he was in prison for, like, what would have happened to me if that had been me?
Well, no doubt could have been. I mean, what was the relationship like, Sam, when your friends got back and the brother's friend was killed by this convicted killer who had escaped prison or convicted rapist? Were you still friends with the family, like, or did it just separate?
You know, like, no one ever brought up that it was supposed to be me. Like, I don't know
really
if anyone had thought of that, if they had remembered that, because it was also shocking, because this is before cell phones. This is in the late 80s. So they didn't know what had happened when they got home. They didn't, you know, like, no one was able to contact them. They were in an RV. So they got home to, you know, police lines, like, and it was just also shocking. I don't think anyone thought, like, you know, oh, this was supposed to be someone else. It was just,
yeah,
all
look at this night. And this was, you were living in what, upstate New York?
Yeah, this was, it would be Scriba.
Scriba. I'm reading the article now. William Branshaw, he pled guilty, killed 17-year-old Sam Amedeo. Oh my God! Sam, I don't even know what to say. What did your mom say after that? Like, is that one of those times where you always listen to mom after that? Right?
I don't even think she, to this day, I don't think she realizes that that thought was any sort of premonition. Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
To this day, we're all kind of in shock about that.
I'm just looking at the art. I mean, it really, really is absolutely shocking. Well, I'm sorry that happened, of course, and I can't imagine what the family went through, you know, with the friend. I mean, imagine the family of this 17-year-old kid, right? But, Sam, it's real. It's real. People have premonitions. You have a gut instinct. Something is not supposed to happen, and you got to avoid it. And more times than not, I think you got to follow your gut. Or follow mom's gut if she's telling you. Wow.
Right.
Sam, thanks for sharing that story. You have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you. You take care.
Take care.
Thanks. Let's go to Anna in Old Bridge. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. That was a wild story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So what is your story?
Mine, a couple of years ago, I actually had a feeling something bad was going to happen within the family.
Mm-hmm.
Something related to the heart, like heart attack. The day after, I didn't know it at the time, my brother actually had a heart attack at home. And a few days later, he was found at home dead.
Anna, let's back up a minute. You had a dream that your brother was going to die? You had a dream that someone was going to have a heart attack?
I actually picked up a picture of me and my sister when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I got this weird feeling, like a bad feeling.
Yeah.
And my stomach. Something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought it was my sister. Something bad is going to happen heart-related.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up being my brother.
Wow. How old were you when this happened?
A couple years ago. Like 2 years ago this happened.
So this just happened. Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. Had your brother been sick?
He had heart problems.
Yeah.
The day of his funeral, ironically, was supposed to be his cardiologist appointment.
No kidding. You just don't know. You don't know what's around the corner. Weird that you had it. You must have just felt gut-wrenching when you found out.
I shared a birthday with him. I've had birthdays in 5 years. I always shared a birthday with him since I was, 8 years old?
Boy, that makes it even tougher. Yeah, did he have a family?
He had one daughter.
How's she doing? She okay?
She's a big girl now. She's, 21, 22 now?
Yeah, it's hard to lose your dad that age, though.
Yeah, it was hard on her, too.
Well, Anna, we will say a prayer for her and your brother's soul. Thank you for calling. Thanks for sharing that story. You take care. All right, let's go to John in Highland Park. What's going on, John?
Good morning. I had a sad story many, many years ago. A good friend of mine, back in high school days, he was working for a propane company delivering cylinders.
Yep.
And he got up one morning, he picked the phone up, he was going to call out and not go to work. And then he decided he better go into work. And he went into work and there was an explosion and on the job, and he was burned and blinded for life.
Wow.
And he had...
Now, John, how do you know this? Did he tell you that he's like, I think I'm going to call out today?
he's a good friend of mine. He's told me the story many times. It brings tears to my eyes every time he tells me.
And when did he have the premonition, John? Like that night? The night before? When was it?
That morning, he got up and said that it's something that was telling him not to go into work.
Wow.
And he decided not to take the... He didn't want to take the day off. He had just started the job. And but he went on to live a full life. He's ran marathons. He became a black belt karate. He was on television in tournaments.
No kidding.
He married. He had four kids. Became a psychiatrist. And he helps a lot of people. And... But like I said, every time he tells me the story, it brings tears in my eyes. And I had an ex-wife. She was always having premonitions. And one day she told me that I shouldn't go to work. I had a driving job. And she said, there's going to be an oil truck and somebody with long black hair. And I went into work anyway. That day, in front of me, an oil truck hit a car. I missed by millimeters going underneath the oil truck. And the guy driving the car had long black hair.
Wow.
Yeah, he was always having different premonitions. Yeah. He used to scare me. I used to tell her, don't tell me about him.
Yeah, better to know, though, right? Better to know if she can tell you. Wow. Always listen to your wife. That's a takeaway there. Yeah. John, thank you.
That's a story.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for the story. All right. What is your premonition? Has this ever happened to you where you had a premonition? Guys, all these stories are bringing me down. Like, give me the positive one. You had a premonition. You avoided the disaster. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. You have gut feelings like that? And do you follow them? 6:46 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
Bro. 6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right back into it. So, did you ever have a dream or a premonition and something bad was avoided or something good happened? It happened to a toll collector on the parkway. She called out of work thinking she would be in an accident on the way to work. A few hours later, her replacement in the toll booth was in the booth that got hit by a garbage truck. Driver and toll collector both injured in the crash. Has this ever happened to you? We'll start with Laureen in Ewing. Hey, Laureen.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, I have a happy ending, thank God.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it, Laureen. Tell me.
Yeah. It was, I must have been at like around 11 or 12 years old, and I'm driving back with my parents. I think we went to see a movie, and this is when I grew up in Fairlawn. So I'm on Route 4. It's like a four-lane busy highway. And I'm in the back seat, and just something told me to tell my dad, get over to the right lane. And let me tell you, I mean, it was just so sudden, and it was the only section in Route 4 that, like, had a slight incline. So you really couldn't see oncoming traffic. But if something told me, and I told my dad, and usually being the youngest of six, it's like, just be quiet, you know, I'm fine. Yeah. But no, he did that immediately, and thank God he did, because what happened was a car must have jumped the opposite side of the highway and came on head on. We would have been killed.
Wow. You just had an instinct. Yeah. Now, wait, how old were you?
Weird, Bill. I was only about 12 or 13 years old. And it was like, I can't even describe. I mean, we were a very religious family.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I heard a voice. It was just something. I felt fear. I just felt something. But that directive came. You know what I mean? It just came out of my mouth. I was like, Dad, pull over to the right. Get over to the right.
Did you say it in a calm way? Were you panicked? Was it, what did he hear? He must have heard your voice, right?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. He must have sensed that tone and didn't fool around, because that's what happened. I was like, we had a great time. We were just relaxed. And sure enough, I just went, hey, Dad, get over to the right now. And sure enough, a car came in the left lane head on. We would have been killed.
That is amazing. That's amazing,
and it
Laureen.
It's never happened again. It's never happened again.
Yeah.
That was just a one-time deal. But, yeah, I believe you gotta go with your gut.
You got to go with your gut. I believe that. I really do. And so your dad was driving. Your mom was in the front seat? Like, what was the scene?
Yeah.
And how many of you in the back?
It was just me. We just had
you.
To get out to see a movie or something.
Yeah.
And that was it. We just, like, we couldn't even talk. We're like, what the heck just happened?
Are your parents still with us?
Yeah. No, this is a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
We both passed. But I got a quick other story. Just
go
reminded
ahead.
Me, another good ending. Here, I tell you, it never happened again. But yeah, we were active in our parish. And I remember my brother was really into technology. So he and my dad were working on some video thing that we're going to do for our parish. And I was a little, now I'm talking like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And it's a good story because I think a lot of children need to hear this. But I remember we used to know everybody in our parish, but you never know. And sure enough, there was people working on this project in the basement. And this stranger comes up to me, this guy. And I remember this now. He goes, "Hey, honey, why don't you come with me? And I'd like to get a picture of you in the vestibule," like, you know, going up the stairs to the side of the parish where no one else would be. So I figured my dad knew him. And I'm walking with this guy, and he had a camera, and I'm walking with him. I figured, you know, people knew him, and you know, we're all friendly. And he goes, no, come on up a little further, the steps. Like, now he's taking me close to the door. And something in my gut told me to run.
And you did.
And I'm glad I did, because I get the feeling that something was going to happen there.
Wow. Just some creeper. Wow.
Yeah.
See that, Laureen? You never know. Trust your gut. Even kids can have that. Well, thanks for sharing that story, Laureen. I am sorry your parents are gone, that you don't have you're not able to have that conversation any longer, but it's a great memory, right?
Hey, listen, I'll vote for you, Bill, okay?
Thanks, Laureen. I appreciate that. I'll keep you posted as to our plans, but you have a great rest of your day. It was nice talking to you. All right, Tony, Chris, Dr. Bob. Listen, on the other side of the news, coming up in 3 minutes with Jen Arcillo, two things are going to happen. One, I want to step out of this conversation about premonitions and dreams and talk to you about the gig economy. If you are a freelancer, you have no idea how in jeopardy your tax status and job is with what's coming down the pike from the Department of Labor. That's number one. And then two, I want to get back to this premonition story. So get in the queue, 1-800-283-101.5, 657. Jen Arcillo with your news next. 710 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, Dr. Bob, Chris, everybody hang in there. Let's talk about your premonitions. I'm going to get back to that. But first, question for you. Are you a part of the gig economy? You don't have the regular 9-to-5 job at the corporate center, right? You set your own hours. You perform your skills on behalf of clients. And if that's how you make a living, let me tell you this. The bureaucrats in Washington are coming for your job. They're coming for that independent status, even though they know it's a bad idea. New Jersey had this fight a few years back. California had this fight, and they lost. But the bill was such a disaster that even the far-left California legislature had to go back in session to pass an emergency bill to carve out exemptions because it was such a devastating blow to the gig economy. And basically what it is a reclassification of those 1099 workers. Well, the woman that led the fight, who is a part of Fight for Freelancers, joins me now, Kim Cavan. Kim, welcome to New Jersey 101.5. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy that you took the time to join me. I want to thank you on behalf of all the freelancers in Jersey for leading the fight to stop the nonsense from coming here. If you could please explain, what is the Department of Labor trying to do to freelance work, and why is it such a disaster?
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to use what's known as a regulatory workaround to do what they could not do in Congress. As you mentioned, we stopped them down in New Jersey when the government in New Jersey tried to do this a few years ago. We've been fighting them in Congress for the past few years, and so far we have stopped them from passing a law in Congress that would take away our right to remain independent contractors. So now what's happening is the Department of Labor has just unilaterally come in and imposed a new rule that tries to get at the same goal in a slightly different way. And what we're pushing for now is we're trying to get everybody in New Jersey's congressional delegation to do the right thing and overturn this rule. New Jersey's members of Congress, they can use this thing called the Congressional Review Act to look at this new rule. They can look at the executive branch of government and say, no, this is too far. We don't think this is right. We're going to overturn this. And so far, we do not have the support we need from most of New Jersey's members of Congress. So we're trying to get everybody to call their members of Congress and tell them to support the use of this Congressional Review Act to overturn the Labor Department's rule.
How devastating will it be to freelancers? Now, you yourself, you're an award-winning freelance writer. There are plenty of people that do freelance work, whether they're in the hairdressing world or, you know, any number of jobs where they have multiple clients and they get paid with a 1099. I mean, myself, when I'm as a speaker, that's how I'm paid. I don't work for these companies. I go and present and I MC, et cetera. How would that impact workers like me and others?
It's the same exact goal they had when we fought them down in Trenton, when we fought them in Congress. They want less of us and more traditional W-2 employees who can be unionized. That's their goal. That's what they're trying to get to by any regulatory or legislative means necessary. So what we're trying to do is say, no, we have a right in this country to hang out a shingle and go earn a little bit or all of our income on our own as independent contractors, and we want Congress to protect that right to choose self-employment.
What would it mean if you have to be a W-2 employee? You won't be able to work for multiple clients. It will cost you more in taxes. It'll mean you won't get hired because the burden will be on the business. What would it mean practically?
Well, they just looked at this in California. There were some economists who did a study of what happened when California actually enacted a version of this back in 2019 and 2020. And what they found was that it not only reduced self-employment by about 10%, but it also reduced overall employment by more than 4% because the companies that rely on independent contractors to do different things, they ran into trouble too. So the whole thing was just a monstrous disaster, and there's no way that this should be allowed. And we really, really need New Jersey's members of Congress to step up and do the right thing.
I want to help with that, Kim, and I'm going to post this to our site, and we're going to put the list of the 12 members of Congress and their direct lines in the post with links to their site. And in my travels, as I talk with Congressman Jeff Andrew and Chris Smith and Tom Kane, just in our as we lead up to the election in November, I will certainly be mentioning this. Real quick, what was the funny story about State Senator Steve Sweeney, the guy who got beat by Ed the Trucker and is now running for governor? Where was he on this issue?
He was the primary sponsor of the New Jersey version of this. And when we went to try and talk to him, I personally ended up in his office down in Trenton. And I said, look, I'm a freelance writer. This is how I earn my living. You can't just wipe out freelance writers. And Steve Sweeney looked at me, made air quotes with his fingers, and laughed and said, freelance writer. What does that even mean, freelance writer? That's how little regard they have for those of us who try to be our own boss. And that is why.
Well, with Steve,
my congressman, Tom Kane Jr., he is already sponsoring this use of the Congressional Review Act. I'm very grateful to him. He's been terrific on this.
I love
Everybody else needs to get on board.
Good on Tom Kane. I'm going to call, you know, I'm going to send him a note right now and thank him for doing that and see if he'll come on the show tomorrow. Kim, thank you. You know, it's possible Steve Sweeney's never been accused of being the brightest bulb in the vanity. I don't know that he may have actually not understood what a freelance writer was. It's very possible he was actually asking you a legitimate question. Not the smartest guy ever to serve. Anyway, Kim, great to talk to you. Thank you. Keep the faith. Keep the fight. I will have this posted today. I'll reach out to Tom Kane. I love that he's the one sponsoring it. Let's get the rest of them on board. And you and I will stay in touch for sure. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, you take care. The website is fightforfreelancersusa.com. It'll be posted on nj1015.com/BillSpadia very soon. All right, Dr. Bob, Chris, I'll get to you guys first. On the other side, traffic and weather next.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
Arrow. 722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I want to thank Congressman Tom Kane Jr., who is running for re-election for sponsoring the effort on behalf of the New Jersey delegation to push back against this intrusive and egregious assault on independent contractors. You know, a lot of your landscapers out there, a lot of whether it's excavators, tree removal, all these guys, most of them are coming to you as independent contractors. And the idea that you've got bureaucrats in Washington saying, we're going to change that, is ridiculous. So, my good friend Ace Gallagher, who's mayor of Hanover, I mean, Ace Gallagher stump grinding has been a business for decades. And they are North Jersey's premier tree stump grinding service. And I will tell you, this will impact him. And how many other service industries out there will be impacted to the point where they won't be able to operate? And that's something that you really have to understand, that they could not get this done legislatively, despite Steve Sweeney's best efforts. I'm still laughing that Kim Cavan, who heads up Fight for Freelancers, said that she met with Steve Sweeney and her interpretation was that Sweeney was mocking her, using air quotes to describe freelance writer. The reality is, he's never been accused of being the smartest guy in Trenton for good reason. He probably didn't understand the definition of freelance. So maybe someone wants to send the Sweeney campaign for governor a book, just a dictionary. And Steve, my thought is every day, Steve, like, have a word of the day and have your staff quiz you so you can learn a little bit about how we communicate. And maybe you'll be up to speed on all the different facets of our society and economy so you can be better equipped as a candidate for governor. But I can tell you, Steve, it's a non-starter because you have been a part of the problem that has wrecked this state for decades. You were the problem. That's why Ed the Trucker defeated you handily in 2021. You should have won that race, and you knew that, but you lost. You lost because you betrayed your working class roots. You betrayed your union brothers and sisters. You betrayed them by becoming a part of the institution of Trenton. You cut your deals with Chris Christie and you said, what do I care about the working class? I'm making 300 grand a year as my union job with the iron workers. You didn't care. Well, Steve Sweeney, we're on to you, and you don't belong anywhere near the governor's office. All right. Other side of the news, I want to get back to this conversation about dreams and premonitions that you've had that have prevented you from doing something, or did you ignore the premonition and something bad happened? It's happened to all of us. Happened to a toll collector who worked at the Barnegat Toll Plaza on the parkway. She had a dream. She's like, I'm not going to work today. Later that day, a few hours, the person that replaced her was injured when a truck crashed into that toll station. Has this ever happened to you? 1-800-283-101.5. Dr. Bob, you'll be my first call after the news of Jen Ercillo in 4 minutes. Seven 37 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, toll collector on the Garden State Parkway decides to call out at 4 in the morning. Bad storm. She had a thought, premonition, dream, combination, just gut feeling that she'd be in an accident if she went to work. Stayed home. The person who replaced her did end up going to the hospital. Why? Because a garbage truck ended up hitting the toll booth where she worked. Unbelievable. Now, people on social media are flaming this poor woman. I don't even understand why you'd be mad at her. My take on this story is, wow, trust your gut. Has something like that ever happened to you? Let's start with Dr. Bob in Spring Lake. How you doing, Doc?
Good morning, Governor Bill. You know, Bill, when I heard this story yesterday, I couldn't wait to share with my students in the classroom.
Yeah.
because I always begin my class. I teach in a Catholic high school. I always begin my class with prayer. And I told him, I said, this is how God uses the angels to get messages across. And we become such a godless society, we forget that these things can actually happen. I told him how an angel appeared to St. Joseph and told him a host of things about the birth of Christ. But also, here's a story where back in 1988, I'll never forget the year when one of my kids was born, this gentleman, he had tragically lost his daughter in a fall off the cliffs, and she had died. And
how old? How old was the daughter?
I don't know how old she was. She was near her adult years, I'm sure. But he had gone to Florida to get away. She appeared to him in a dream. And she told him, she says, Dad, I want to bring you happiness and some peace. Here are these numbers. I want you to play these numbers. He goes out. He plays the numbers. He won $10.5 million in the lottery. I know you want to hear some good news, but, Bill, God's real. The angels are out there. People to stop knocking down this poor lady down the shore. Okay, she got the jolt at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning to stay out of work. Thank God she did.
Doc, I agree with you. Thank God she did. And I look, I am a man of faith. I am a practicing Catholic and believe that not only does God exist, but if you pray, good things can happen. That's where you can derive true human strength from your faith. And I think part of the challenge we have in our society now, Doc, is that people have moved away from faith, and people say, "Wow, you know, there's no more religion." No, you know what, Bob? They've replaced one religion with another.
Yes.
The religion today is the transgender cult. It's the religion of government experts. And the more you find that these human institutions have been lying and deceiving for decades, if not longer, when it comes to government, you realize just how critical the balance of having a faithful devotion, a faithful life, and have that faith in God balance what you see in government every day. It's the only way you can get through. And I think more and more people are starting to realize that. So I appreciate your perspective on this. And I think your students are very lucky to have you as a teacher. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, Bobby, take care. All right, let's go to Rick in Trenton. What's going on, Rick? So you got a 9/11 story. Rick, I just mentioned 9/11 to Jen Ursillo. I'm like, this, it's real stuff. Tell me your story.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, you know, before I say that, is your son still playing the trombone?
No, yeah, thanks for asking. He, my son played with the studio band at Princeton High School. They recorded at Abbey Road. He had a great high school musical career and decided not to take up music when he went to college. He's at SDSU now, and he's working. He's working three jobs. So
yeah,
very happy.
I wanted to hook up with him, man.
Well, you know what he does? He still plays the piano. It's like a stress relief for him. He'll walk by the piano in the house sometimes and just sit down and start playing. But the kid's got incredible talent. Why? What do you play?
I'm a jazz pianist, and I'm a piano player, gospel, everything. And I was saying too, sometimes if you need a trio or something on some of your things that you're doing.
Rick, I've got some events coming up that we absolutely can use some talented musicians. So quickly tell me your 9/11 story, then I'm going to put you on hold, and producer Kristen's going to get your contact info.
Okay, so anyway, a friend of mine's mother had a nosebleed that morning.
Yeah.
And then when she was getting ready to go to work, it bled out of control. She worked up in the towers where the towers were. And if she'd have went to work, she'd have been burned up like everybody else. But she called down sick.
That's because
and
of
her
nosebleed.
Son.
Wow.
And over a nosebleed, and her son thought she was at work.
Really?
And yes. And when he called just to make sure, and she answered the phone.
Wow.
And
what?
Said that no, I didn't make it. I had a nosebleed.
It must have been very surreal for her to watch what happened.
Oh, she was
right.
She was done.
Yeah,
she was done. I mean, was done.
Rick, did she have a hard time with it though? I mean, afterward, like people have survivor guilt.
Oh yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. And then one more thing.
Yeah.
So the lady that won that $425 million.
Yep.
I guess, well, she's a friend of mine. Now, she didn't give me no money. But
she didn't give you anything? Not even an offer for dinner?
But anyway, she had a dream.
Yeah.
Went to sleep. Had that same dream. And that's how, and she told the kids, go play.
Rick, I believe it. You heard that about the guy whose daughter came to him in a dream. He bought the ticket, won $10.5 million. That stuff is real. All right, man. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, Rick. I'd like to get your contact info. We've got a lot of events coming up, and we are oftentimes looking for talented musicians. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that offer. 743. Traffic and weather next.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
Arrow.
.752 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. All right, producer Kristen, you are the radio expert.
Am I?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, thanks. I'll take it.
Been doing this a long time, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
Over 10 years.
All right, so yeah. I've been doing this 9 years. Yeah. And our board op, Kathy, 29
years. 29
years. Eric Scott's been doing it 30 years, right?
Yeah, well, I made Eric feel old.
So you've been doing it longer than me, though. You were in radio before you got the job here.
Yeah, I've been doing mornings. I did mornings in New York before I came here to do mornings. So mornings probably, I don't know, 9 years? Yeah, maybe 9 years?
Yeah.
8 years?
So given that,
yes.
What would you say? My voice is 75%?
You're getting there.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
It sounds better, though. No, I mean, I feel fine now.
Yeah, I just...
Did you see the concoction that I was drinking?
Yeah.
It was lemon orange. I just wrote the recipe out. I'm going to send it to you. I think we should post it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
It's going to help.
It was lemon orange. It was Elizabeth Nader who gave Jody the... I'm like, I don't know. Somebody gave it to her. Jody's like, it was Elizabeth.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So one orange, one lemon... 2 or 3 cinnamon sticks, 2 or 3 cloves of garlic, and some ginger. We always have ginger root in the freezer that we keep. So she sliced that up, boiled that, added cayenne pepper, and that was it.
Oh,
and then
perfect.
I strained it. Yeah, you had to boil it, and then I strained it. But we had some left over, so I did this morning. I just microwaved it, and that was my coffee this morning.
Can you taste the garlic? That when you said garlic, I went, whoa.
So I didn't taste it yesterday.
You tasted now.
This morning I tasted it. I'm like, you know what you don't want with your morning coffee? Garlic. So number one, I realize everyone's kind of staying away from me. That may be because I've just gotten over being sick.
I think that has...
Could also be that I've been drinking garlic for 24 hours.
Is everyone really like... Do you have like a little bubble around you?
I feel like that. Have you not? I feel like you're... Look how far away you are. Look like cat. And I realize it's normal because the mics are there, but...
Yeah.
I feel like there's I think there's a garlic bubble around me.
Oh, I feel bad.
That's what I think. Look, I get it. I have no events today because I got to get the voice back 100%.
Yeah,
so we start again tomorrow. I've got 6 tomorrow, 6 on Friday, 6 on Saturday, and just 2 on Sunday.
Do you sleep?
No, and here's the thing. So people are like, oh, you don't sleep enough. You don't eat right.
Well, we do a morning show, though. That's not,
right.
None of
but,
us do.
But I'm like, you know what? But I look at it this way. This happens every year. Every year since I've been doing this job, I lose my voice.
But it's usually in the winter.
I know. So I didn't lose it this winter.
I thought we were in the clear.
I know. I thought I got away with it. And then boom, it hit me on Sunday. And then anyway, but the concoction, you can check the recipe out at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. We'll have that up very soon. Seriously, I recommend it. I'm going to recommend it as an afternoon sipping voice issue because the garlic taste, or only put maybe a half a clove of garlic in if you want to have it
garlic
in the morning.
Yeah.
So, guys, I was talking about these premonitions and the dreams and the fact that this toll booth collector had a dream and said, I'm not going to work today. Turned out it was a smart move for her. The replacement for her in the toll booth at Barnegat on the parkway ended up being in the booth when a garbage truck rolled in and crashed. Both the driver and the toll collector were hurt. Have you ever had a premonition or a dream that has stopped you or gotten you to do something that ended up, I don't know, saving your life? Winning the lottery? Something else? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 7:56 is the time. Jen Ursula with your news next. It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So this woman named Jessica...
Jessica Daly,
who posted on, she just posted on Facebook now, just so everyone knows. Mm-hmm. And Jill, you've heard the story. She's a toll collector, and she works at the Barnegat toll booth. Producer Kristen's running in. Yes,
she's going to call in about an hour.
Oh, so she's going to call in.
To her.
I do want to talk to her.
Yes,
yeah, that's great.
Call in about an hour.
All right, thanks for you reached out to her on Facebook, right? So here, the news story is that she woke up at 2 in the morning, heard the rain, and then was nervous about going to work. Then at 4 o'clock, woke up to go to work and decided not to go. So she called out sick. Then later that day, that morning, a garbage truck hits the toll booth where she would have been working, where her replacement, whoever covered for her, was working and got injured.
Right.
Both the truck driver. Now, no one was killed. They're both full recovery. But already people are. What? Tell me, Jen, do you know what happened? Did she post on Facebook saying, I can't believe I wasn't at work today. I had a premonition and I called out. And that's why they attacked. Everyone's attacking her on Facebook.
Yeah. She said she made a status on Facebook about why she called out right after she, you know, she just had this premonition. And like we all do, like you take to social media. Hey, guess what I dreamed about last night? You know, whatever.
Let's qualify. We all. I use social media for work, but yeah, I just,
but, you know,
but you're right. Most people are like, you know, in between bathroom stops, I need to know what they had for lunch and, how cute their kids are or the dogs. Anyway, we got
She had no idea that that news reporters, this was going to get picked up. And now she's getting all these nasty comments on Facebook about what she posted. She's getting blamed, saying she lied. They think that she was actually hungover.
We also understand she is a recovering addict. She's been sober for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Jessica, on that. Good job. But why are people attacking her?
They're blaming her. They're actually blaming her for the collector getting hurt. Maybe not. I don't even know. We're not even sure.
She wasn't driving the truck.
Right. But why didn't she warn then the other collector that this might happen? You know, that's what she's being attacked about. So she's like.
So can you imagine?
Oh, poor thing.
Can you imagine you working for the Turnpike Parkway Authority?
Mm-hmm.
You have a dream. You call in and say, listen, I had a dream that there's going to be an accident. So I'm not coming in. Warn everyone else to stay home. How's that going to work with that management?
Exactly.
Stupid. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, we'll get her in the story later on.
Yeah. All right. So the good news is Jessica is going to call the show. Now, I got a couple things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to try to get her on at right after traffic and weather or right after either way, because I've got Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who is going to be joining us after the news at 9 o'clock. Maybe I'll get them both in that break. We'll see. But I asked Congressman Van Drew to call. You know Jeff Van Drew, a great member of Congress, great representative for New Jersey. He just secured an event where Donald Trump is going to be coming to New Jersey on May 11th, coming to the Jersey Shore. He's going to be back in Wildwood, all thanks to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who heads up the Trump campaign in Jersey. I also wanted to ask the congressman about what is happening and how it impacts us here in New Jersey, what's happening in Israel, and something called FISA, which you may not know about, but the federal government has the power to go after you, surveil you, essentially spy on you without a warrant. Now, Van Drew was one of the leading voices of opposition, but I wanted him to just tell you what you need to look out for. So all that coming up after 9 o'clock. Right now, though, And then after that, we'll have Jessica on, who is the toll collector who had the dream and didn't go to work, and the accident did happen. So my question to you is, have you ever had a premonition or a dream or just some gut check that had you not go to work where something bad happened? Has this ever happened to you? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The time is 8:15 and 30 seconds. Traffic and weather next.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Good morning. It's good to be back. Sorry I missed you yesterday. Talking about premonitions. Jill Myra, this poor woman on social media getting wrecked. Her name is Jessica. She... She's going to call in after the 9:30 news.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to talk to her. I reached out to her. I'm like, hey, tell me your story. Because she, imagine you wake up at 2 in the morning. You're like, something's off.
Yeah. She works at the Barnegat Toll Plaza.
Right. So 4 in the morning, she gets up for work after only sleeping for 2 hours, decides, I'm not going to work today. I can get into an accident. And then an accident happens. And for whatever reason, Facebook went crazy. People are attacking her as a liar, saying you were hungover. That's why you like. First of all, she's 90 days sober.
Oh.
Like it. The story just has so many layers.
Goodness,
but
I don't know.
She feels terrible, of course. So we want to give her a platform. I feel bad for her. Has it ever happened to you? Had a premonition and acted?
Yes, a couple of premonitions. My mother also has them.
Really?
She did. Yeah. About babies being born.
Really?
Yes, like twice with two different people. You know,
did you have the premonition about Kristen?
No, I did not.
Who? Somebody did.
Somebody had one about
like literally a few weeks before she found out she was pregnant. Yes. Who was it? It was Jill, wasn't it?
Oh, it was me?
Jill had
producer a Kristen.
Dream. She said she had a dream that I walked into a bar with her, she was there, with my son, which I would never take my kid to a bar. But
well, he's three, so, you know.
My dreams, you know, rock.
So she said that I was at the bar with my son, and there was another baby there, and the baby was a girl, and it looked just like my son.
I forgot
literally
about
a
that.
Week later, I think, I found out I was pregnant. And with my daughter, it was a girl.
That's legit. Like, that is. So you're the one. Yes, you've got premonitions.
I even guessed the set. I even
you did.
What's the verb for premonition?
And they look similar.
They do a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I even
it was all Jill.
Premonist.
I had no idea I was. You had no.
Is that a word? Premonist.
I don't know. But
did you premonist it?
You know, being that I'm.
We could use
I'm
that.
So skilled at this.
Premonist.
What?
Yeah, you forgot?
Forgot about that.
I will never forget that.
So what was the one story you had, you were going to tell me before that you forgot?
Well, my mom had that gift, you know.
She has,
I've had these where I don't even remember them sometimes. But yeah, one time it was just like a random mom at school and I just thought of her and like I just reached out to her. I even barely knew the woman. And I was just like, I don't know, something told me to see if you're okay. And she had all these issues that were going on. And it was just like strange.
Look, I think that's real. We're connected at some level. I think that happens. Mm. Bob Williams has had this. You know what, Bob? I'll check in with you after the news because I know you've had this where you'll think of somebody and then that person is no longer with us. That's another. That's the other side of the premonition. So my question is, have you ever had a premonition about someone passing away, somebody getting pregnant, anything like that, or just a gut instinct telling you, don't go into work today. Don't do something. And do you think it's a legitimate excuse if you are calling out for work? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:26 is the time. Or let's do Jen Ursillo with the news next.
Five.
It's 8:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So who hasn't had a premonition that either got you to do something or stopped you from doing something? We've heard some wild stories this morning. Mike in Hamilton has a 9/11 story about a premonition. What's going on, Mike? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Hi, how are you? Love listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So tell me what your story is.
Okay, this goes back to September of 2001. I don't remember the exact date, but it was, you know, shortly before the, you know, the World Trade Center was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a call from a man named Sid, who I used to work with as a computer consultant. I was, you know, doing computer consulting at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to come into, you know, a location in New York City. It was either in the World Trade Center or right next to the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, you know, I would do it. Then I thought about it. I thought better of it. First of all, I'm not a big one for going into New York. And, you know, Hamilton to New York is a bit of a ride.
Right.
But regardless, I said, no, you know, no thank you. And, you know, he was kind of annoyed with me. He said, why not? You know, it'll be a good paying job. It should be good for you. And I said, yes, I'm sorry. I just can't do it. And, you know, within a week after that, you know, the World Trade Center.
You
know,
so you would have started the job. It would have been a regular drive-in, or was like a temporary job? What would it have been?
Well, it's hard to say. I would have probably been doing all the work there. Some of the work I used to do remotely, but I probably would have been doing all the work there. So, I'm not sure how many days a week I would have been there.
So what went through your head when you saw on the news that the Trade Center had been attacked?
Well, you know, there were so many things. At that time I was doing a consulting job in Freehold, and actually when the World Trade Center was there, I was actually on my way. I was going, I lived in Levittown actually at the time, so I was on my way going to the the Trent Marshall Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And before I got there, I heard the second tower was destroyed. I said, that's it. I'm like going over in New Jersey. I was afraid I didn't even be able to get back in. So I turned around and went home. And, you know, and at that time, I totally forgot about, you know, this other job, you know.
Right.
Consulting job. I mean, there were so many things I was thinking of. But some, you know, sometime later, you know, I began to think of that. So holy cow, you know, I couldn't, you know, maybe it was just a premonition about it, or maybe it was just something I wouldn't have done anyway. You know, not really.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you being honest about that, but you're right. Who knows? Who knows what happened? I think of the guys that, how many stories we heard of people who missed their train that morning, right?
Yeah.
And you wonder why. You know, you stop for something, you know, that you don't normally do. Jody and I always say this. If we're stuck in traffic and I'm late to something, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be in the traffic than the accident. So whatever reason, we're supposed to be late, and that's fine. And as long as you're not, you know, as long as you're not doing things because you're lazy, if you're doing it because, hey, circumstances happen and all of a sudden you're stuck. And I think when you probably made the right decision career-wise, and then it worked out, thank God. All right, Mike, appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your day. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Annie in Yardville. How are you, Annie?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you?
I'm doing great as well.
Tell me your story.
So I had, I was at work and I had a very overwhelming feeling that something terrible was going to happen to my immediate family. So I put in for the day off through my employer the day before.
Wait, you were at work feeling this feeling and you're like, I need to take tomorrow off? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not like me to put in for a day off like the day before. Usually I plan ahead, like weeks ahead.
Right.
The feeling was so strong that I actually walked right back to the time off slips, filled it out, handed it in immediately. And then the permission got granted for the day. And then the next morning I went over my parents' house for breakfast. And I was speaking to my father, and he fell flat on his face in front of me. He had a massive heart attack.
Wow.
No pre-existing condition, no high blood pressure, nothing for me to go by to tell the emergency personnel.
So what did you do?
My mother was hysterical. Of course it happened. You know, he was talking to us one second, face down the next. I called 911 and I conveyed the best I could to the operators. And within about 3 to 5 minutes, everybody was here and I told them what happened. And his LAD was 100% clogged. And when we got to the hospital, this man in blue came up to me because I couldn't ride in the ambulance with him. I wasn't allowed. So this man in blue came up to me and he said, "Are you Annie?" And I said, "Yes." And his jaw dropped and he goes, "You did a great job." And I had no clue what he was talking about until the lady tugged my arm that said, "We got to get your father upstairs immediately. Can I have his insurance info? We have to get him registered." And that's when I learned that he had what they call a widow maker.
So what did he means you did a great job because you called 911 right away. You were there.
I acted fast.
Yeah.
Did your dad live? Yes.
Wow. Annie, wow. You were supposed, and that means, what that tells me is it was a matter of minutes.
Because they said his LAD was 100.
How long ago was this?
This was a year ago.
Oh, my God. What, is he in his 60s?
He's 72. God bless him.
God bless him. And he's okay now?
He's okay. I mean, yeah. He's still under his heart specialist care.
Yeah, sure, of course.
He has another blockage, but they're trying to control that with medications and frequent visits and testing.
Annie, what did you say when you took the day off from work? What did you say to HR?
Well, with my job, you just fill out the slip and you hand it in. I didn't really say anything. I think one thing I said was I'm going to surprise my parents with pizza and fish dinner. And I only told one friend of mine. I go, "My goodness, I have this terrible feeling in my gut. It was the strongest thing I've ever experienced in my life."
Wow. Annie, I got chills, actually. I got chills hearing that. Like, you were there to save your dad.
Yes.
Yeah. That was it. Listen to your gut always.
And I didn't know it. So I encourage anybody that has an experience like that to listen to it. There's a reason for it. And nobody's crazy or weird or anything.
Wow. Great story. Annie, thank you. I'm so glad your dad's still with us. Your mom too?
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, look, we'll say a prayer for your entire family. Thank you for sharing that story. Have a great rest of your day. You take care. Darren, I'm going to get to you first on the other side of traffic and weather, which is coming up next, 8:45.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
It's 8:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we've been hearing about premonitions and dreams that have either gotten you to stop doing something or got you to do something. Some have dreamed about the lottery and won. Others said, "I'm not going to work today," and save them. What's your story? Start with Darren in Florence. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, my man. How are you this morning?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for asking.
Good. Quick story, real quick. It's not a good story, but anyway. But a friend of mine used to have one of those gliders where the plane would pull the glider up.
Oh, like a hand glider. Like you hang on. There's like a. It's almost like a. Looks like a kite.
Well, it's not a kite, but it almost looks like a plane. And you would have a plane that would pull the glider up, and then they would just release the cord.
Okay, got it.
Glide. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he would ask me constantly, "You got to go up with me. You got to go up with me." And so I was like, "All right, well, I'll go." And he goes, "You'd be unbelievable on how fast these things go and how they just glide around and they land." And we'll make the whole story short. I got there and I just had this gut feeling going like, "No, I don't want to go. And he said, come on. I said, Nick, I really, really, I just don't feel right going up. And he goes, "Well, look, listen, we'll go around, and if you change your mind, we can go back up again. So anyway, make the whole story short, he went up, we're watching him fly around, gliding around, and next thing you know, one of his wings flies off.
Wow. What happened?
And he just, and then basically he just tumbled all the way to the ground and he passed.
Oh my God. How high was he in the air?
Oh God, I would say way over like 5,000 feet.
So you don't, there's no parachute, right? You're just, you're strapped into the plane or the glider.
Exactly. And that's the one thing too, is his wife was there and
oh my
daughter
God.
And had to see it. And
how old was he? Darren, how old was he?
At the time he was probably about mid-50s.
So how long, this was not that long ago?
No, that was about 10 years ago.
10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
In front of his wife and daughter? Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And we were up there, and then he just kept asking me, because, you know, my wife goes up with me and this and that, and he was asking me, and I just had this gut feeling not to go.
Darren, you did the right thing, man. I mean, I can't imagine how his wife and daughter, you never fully get over that. Thanks for sharing the story, though, Darren. And hey, look, it's trust your gut, right? That would have been you. I mean, you just never know in life. Thank you for calling, Darren. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sue in Mercerville. Morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what's your story?
I had a dream that one of my coworkers was pregnant. And I went to work and I told the two girls, I said, Michelle and Khadijah, you were walking out of this office. And I said, Michelle, are you pregnant? And she's like, No. And here it ended up being Khadijah was the one that was pregnant.
No kidding. What was the, was it a dream?
It was a dream. I had a dream.
That's
and
wild,
when I went
right?
to work the next day, I told them, and I'm like,
when you said it to the wild. First one, what did she say to you? Did she look at you like you were crazy?
Yeah. And Khadijah didn't want to tell me because she wasn't ready to tell anybody yet. But here it was like February. She had her baby September.
How about that? Well, tell her congratulations. That's awesome. Did you dream the boy or girl? Did you know?
Nope. I didn't dream what sex.
Just new pregnant.
New pregnant.
I believe it. You know, we were just talking to Jill Meyer about this. She has that same uncanny pregnancy app that's in her brain.
That's why I said I got to call and tell her.
Oh, I love it. I love that story, Sue. That's fantastic. All right, you take care. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
Have a great rest of your day. All right, Peter, hang in there. Hey, guys, on the other side of the news, I want to keep this conversation going, but I also want to check in with my friend Congressman Jeff Van Drew to give us an update on Donald Trump's visit to the Garden State, and I'm going to ask him about this terrible, terrible move by Congress to allow for surveillance on Americans without a warrant. Yeah, you're subject to this. We'll talk about that on the other side and how it impacts you. 8:57 is the time. Jenner Silla with the news in 3 minutes. It's 9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we'll get back to this whole premonition conversation, but first, some good news for many of us, thanks to our good friend Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who is focused on winning New Jersey for former President Donald Trump as he pursues another term in the White House. Number 45 will be back at the Jersey Shore, back to Wildwood after a hugely successful event a few years ago. This time it'll be Saturday, May 11th. Guys, Jersey is in play. Recent polling has the former president only 5 to 7 points behind Joe Biden in the Garden State. Joining me now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Morning, Congressman. How are you?
I am well, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Great to have you back on. So congratulations. A big, big deal bringing President Trump back to the Garden State in Wildwood. What are your thoughts on this event? And, you know, people are asking, is Jersey really in play?
So a couple thoughts here. One, You know, the president has been a great friend to me all those years ago. I guess it's about 5 years ago now, when I was a conservative Democrat and decided I just couldn't do it anymore. There was no room for moderates or conservatives in the Democratic Party. And he helped me to cross that barrier into the Republican Party. And believe me, it was a good thing. We're going to be on fire. It's going to be great for the state of New Jersey. And I mean on fire in a good way. This is reliving history. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be exciting. He's going to be coming to the Wildwood Boardwalk and Beach, and we're going to have it right on the beach. And
I love it.
No, the beach in Wildwood is huge, so we're going to have tens of thousands of people. It's going to be May 11th, and the president's going to be there, and we're excited about it. Yes, New Jersey is in play. This is the closest in a presidential nationwide that we've seen in decades.
Yeah,
he's within single digits, and we've only just begun. So we're going to keep working. And this rally is not only, it's certainly going to be for the entire state of New Jersey, and we're going to be having more exciting things happen in New Jersey as well, but it's going to be for Pennsylvania and New York. I mean, we're really looking at all three states. Certainly Pennsylvania, swing state, but this is an exciting time, and you know what? It's about bringing our country back home.
Yes, I love that you said that, and you know you can count on us, whatever our organizations can do to help make this a great success. We are here for you and for President Trump. It is so critical at this time that we get him back in the White House. And one of the issues, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Congressman, the escalation in the Israeli-Gaza conflict, now with Iran getting involved and attacking Israel directly, despite the hugely successful defense by knocking down most of the missiles and the drones, what does this mean for Americans as we move forward with a leaderless White House right now? I mean, it seems that our foreign policy is completely out of control. The world is acting and is on fire in a bad way, and a lot of it is due to the lack of leadership in the White House. What is your sense of what's happening in the Middle East and as it impacts us here at home?
The old saying, and it's true, peace through strength, war through weakness.
Yep.
We are have issues all around the globe with this president. He is a weak president. He's feckless. And you know, the folks that are listening to you, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents, this is greater than just the political party. This is about the future of the world and certainly the United States of America. What happened in Israel is shameful. It's unbelievable. Let's really just, you know, history teaches us everything. Recent history. This president removes the sanctions from Iran, enables them to accumulate billions of dollars in money from selling oil, makes partnerships stronger between among Iran, Russia, and China because of the work that this president did. That was insane to do that. President Trump knew what he was doing. We were at peace. We had the Abraham Accords. But now that we were weak with Iran, and we continue to be weak, they enrich uranium. They're working on nuclear armaments. We don't even know exactly what, and we've even been in the SCIF and the classified discussions where you can't take that information out, unless, of course, you are Joe Biden.
Right.
Then you break the law when you're a senator, and you do.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, nobody really knows. It is worrisome, and if we had done what Israel had asked a number of years ago and allowed them to go after Iran's nuclear arms and armaments in general, and we continued the sanctions bill, we wouldn't be where we are now.
Yeah.
We have to shoulder to shoulder with Israel. We don't want to see an escalation of the war, but the only way to make sure that we don't is to remain strong and to not keep going behind Israel's back and saying, oh, you should, you know, lay down your arms and that we should have a peace treaty now.
Crazy.
No, we haven't gotten hostages back. They will not recognize Israel. It's wrong.
Yeah.
We can't be weak. We have to be strong.
We got to win. It's that simple. Real quick, I've only got about 45 seconds, but Jeff, what about this FISA issue that now Congress has allowed the federal government to conduct warrantless searches? I mean, even the ACLU is upset about the vote last week.
Heartbreaking. Whether you are conservative, whether you're a Trump person, whether you're liberal, whether you are a libertarian, everybody, should be worried, because guess what? They go after a certain number of people in the beginning. Next, they're coming after you. It would have, all we wanted was warrants where you were investigating Americans. There's nothing wrong with that. It would have only affected 1.58% of the inquiries and the queries that go on. This was a bad thing that happened. We were told in the past not to worry, and we had these agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, investigating their boyfriends and girlfriends, investigating conservatives, investigating Americans, and it's a bad thing that happened. I was heartbroken. It was a tie.
We
didn't get the warrant.
If we get President Trump back where he belongs in the Oval Office, I imagine we are going to reverse that nonsense, stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel, and fight back against all of this nonsense. It's that important.
We're going to become free Americans again.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll look forward to seeing President Trump here on May 11th. And thank you, Congressman, for your leadership, both in the House on behalf of New Jerseyans and on behalf of all Americans. Thank you for everything you do every day. You're always welcome back.
Bill, thank you always for your good work and getting the word out. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it. We'll see you soon, Jeff. Thank you. That is Congressman Jeff Van Drew, representing a significant part of South Jersey and a strong, strong voice for freedom and prosperity. A man on a mission. Jersey's within single digits, guys. This is in play. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 917 is time. Traffic and weather next.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most. Dave.
922 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Very important that we pay attention to what's going on in the rest of the world, which is why I have a regular check-in with my friend Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who is President Trump's I don't know if he's the campaign. I believe he's a chairman, the campaign chairman. I don't know his exact title, but he leads the effort in New Jersey. And it's important because, you know, Jeff had a whole career as a Democrat. Entrepreneur, here's a guy that had a very successful dental practice when he was in the state legislature for many years, known as one of the most reasonable Democrats, could work with both sides, talk to everyone, and led by example. There isn't anybody in South Jersey that has not had an opportunity to shake Jeff's hand. And when he was having trouble in his Democratic caucus as a member of the House of Representatives, all he wanted to do was say, look, I don't believe this is proper to impeach President Trump. And he was vilified by his own fellow Democrats. The Democrats are the ones that cast this great leader aside. And President Trump was there to just extend a hand, say, Jeff, you're welcome on our side. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew did it, and there was a lot of back and forth and battle surrounding it. But ultimately, it was a great thing for the country, because now you've got one of the leading voices in President Trump's bid to take back the Oval Office, a solid Jersey guy. The pathway to taking back this country is going to go through New Jersey. Because, and you know, look, I'm a Republican. I make no apologies for that. But I'm a Republican who understands there are moderate Democrats who have had their voices crushed and silenced for decades. I'm a Republican who understands that the key to victory in New Jersey is to mobilize all of you who are unaffiliated with either party because you're sick and tired of politics as usual. I'm a Republican who believes that Republican values are American values, standing up for parental rights, ending the sanctuary for criminals and illegal aliens, and taking back our streets, protecting our small businesses, protecting our kids, bringing about choice in education, stopping warrantless federal searches. The fact that there were some Republicans who voted for that, that betrays the oath you took. And of course, as Congressman Van Drew said earlier, peace through strength. The idea that we have any discussion on whether or not we should be steadfast in our support for Israel is absurd. Supporting Israel is absolutely a tenet of our foreign policy and should be. And to all of you out there protesting on behalf of the terrorists in Palestine, shame on you. Shame on you. Somebody tweeted yesterday, why is it not a hate crime to burn the American flag? You go in New York City and burn the trans cult flag, they're going to arrest you. You burn the American flag, you get protection. It's outrageous. Congressman Van Drew is right. And to add to that, we not only need the strength on our foreign policy, we need strength here domestically. We have to act strong on behalf of Americans and fight back and end this absurdity of allowing the forces that want to undo our society, wreck our neighborhoods, destroy our communities, destroy and invade our families. Stop allowing them the opportunity to promote their hateful, divisive ways. My God, we've got protesters out there blocking O'Hare Airport, blocking Seattle Airport, blocking the streets in California. Has to stop. You know where it stopped? In Florida. They don't tolerate that crap. They drag your butt right off the street. You try that. I hope that New Jersey is ready for this fight because it's coming. And the fact that we have a credible Republican effort at the national level for President Trump in New Jersey is a testament to all of the strong-willed people in the state, including Congressman Van Drew, Congressman Chris Smith. And I'm hoping, despite his bad vote on the FISA issue, Congressman Tom Kaine is going to come around and be a very strong Donald Trump supporter heading into November. So this is the message. Join us and move forward, or we're in trouble. All right, other side, you're going to hear from the toll worker who had a dream, had a feeling, took off work, and avoided being injured in a terrible accident, which did injure the person that filled in for her. And instead of people having empathy and understanding this poor woman's plight, she's getting all kinds of hate on social media. She'll join me after the news, which is next, 927.
Five.
.937 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We're at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So you heard in the news the story of the Garden State Parkway toll collector woke up troubled, 2 in the morning, then at 4 in the morning to go to work, decided not going to go to work for fear of an accident. It was storming outside. I'm sure we've all gone through something like that. Well, it turned out her premonition, if that's what it was, turned out right. The booth that she would have been working at and the person who replaced her that day was injured when a garbage truck barreled into the toll booth, injuring both the driver and the toll collector. Now, for whatever reason, people took to Facebook and have been attacking this young woman. For what reason, I have no idea. Angry at her, accusing her of being hungover, and that's why she called out, like people haven't done that before. Yeah, interesting, though, this young woman is now 90 days sober, so that wasn't the reason. But I thought, why are people attacking her after she had a premonition and potentially avoided a very serious injury? Well, we'll let her explain it. She joins me now. Welcome, Jessica Daly. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about the night first. I mean, you woke up at 2 in the morning. What was going through your mind?
So I woke up at 2 in the morning, and it was really bad thunder lightning outside. What was going through my mind in that moment, I just felt really uneasy. I can't really explain fully what I was feeling. I just felt really uneasy and uncomfortable, and I kind of ignored that first feeling, and I went back to bed because it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I had work, so I went back to bed, and when my alarm went off at 4 o'clock, it was still, you know, really bad outside. It sounded horrible, and I just had like a awful feeling that if I drove to work that I was going to get into a car accident. I feel like a lot of people are like taking what I'm saying and like misconstruing it, and And I kind of expected that to happen because you know how, you know, social media works and stuff. But I never, you know, people are like, oh, she predicted this and this is her fault. And I never said that I had like a vision. I never said I like heard a voice.
You had
like,
a bad feeling.
I just had a feeling that something was going to happen to me. More specifically, a car accident that I was going to get in if I drove to work.
Jessica, you're not the first person to be upset and concerned about driving through bad weather to work. And you shouldn't feel bad at all about that. Shouldn't feel bad at all about that. Well, how did you feel when you found out there was an actual accident that the person who filled in for you was injured?
I was taken back. Honestly, I didn't really believe at first that that a garbage truck hit the booth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, cars have hit our plaza.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we have, you know, a bulkhead in, right in front of the booth. It's a big cement block.
Mm-hmm.
And it stops cars. If the car hits, it's never hit a booth. But with it being a garbage truck, it literally plowed that completely out and actually hit the booth. And my first initial instinct, I honestly dropped to my knees and I started praying for everybody that was involved.
Good for you.
I felt terrible. And I was obviously, you know, I was praying that and thinking that he kept me home for a reason. You know, I don't know for sure that would have been my booth that morning specifically. I don't know because we change booths in, you know, the plaza. There's usually three open cash service lanes.
Right.
But you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was just something that really took me back. Another thing that I do want to just like clear up too while I am on here.
Please.
A lot of people are saying like, why was somebody in an easy pass lane? Because in the pictures you see it's an easy pass sign. So that was a full service lane. We actually manually crank those lanes up in front of the booth. And when that truck hit, it knocked the pole in front of the booth down, which is connected to a wire that is what we crank to change the sign. So when the truck hit, it actually broke that wire, which made the sign go back to Easy Pass.
No kidding.
So that's why people are like, why was there anybody in there? And she's lying. She doesn't work in that booth because that's a Easy Pass. It's really not. It was a full service lane, and she was in there for the right reason. She was working, you know, when people are really just taking taking their own opinion and
Jessica, they would rather have an opinion without facts just so they can spout off on social media. Let me ask you the last question. You're back at work today.
Correct.
Yeah. So you didn't let it deter you. You stood up. You got up early this morning. You went to work. Thank you for calling in, Jessica. Thanks for sticking with it and not letting the bully mob out there intimidate you out of A, speaking the truth, and B, getting back up there and doing the job that you're being paid to do. I really, really appreciate it. And I understand you're 3 months sober. Congratulations on that. We're going to pray for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. You keep going. Call anytime. Thanks, Jessica.
Yeah, have a nice day.
You take care. That was Jessica Daly, the young woman who just said the truth on social media, got attacked for it. Every one of you out there that has flamed her on social media, take a minute and write her an apology note right now, because you're way, way off base. And I think we need to turn this hate and vitriol around and get a little bit better control of social media, not by banning, not by canceling, but by growing up a bit and acting a little more mature. You owe her an apology and a congratulations. She's 3 months sober now. God bless her. I hope she keeps going and doesn't look back. Never let the haters get you down. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Peter, I'll let you wrap up that conversation on the other side of traffic and weather coming up next, 944.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Listen, I'm going to let Peter wrap the show up with one comment. But before I do, let me just say that I stand with my good friend, Toms River Police Chief Mitch Little. The mayor has been acting like a petulant child He's out of control. Guy's been in office for 10 minutes. He suspends the police chief after he refuses to backfill positions of retiring cops. And then he shames police officers by mailing to residents the list of officers and their salaries. What kind of a leader does that to shame the peace officers that have kept Toms River one of the safest towns in New Jersey for so many years? Everyone in Toms River needs to know it's not by accident that there was a petition to overturn the last ordinance that eliminated those positions in the police force, and thousands of residents signed the petition within a matter of days, and the council did the right thing by rescinding it. Now it's time to recall the mayor. And this idea, I stand with my friend Pat Colligan and the PBA. Pat the other day said this mayor has no business talking about law enforcement, no experience. I'm not sure what uniform Dan Roderick wore. Maybe he served. I don't know. But he's shown himself to be utterly incompetent as a municipal leader. And for a Republican mayor to go on an all-out assault on the police officers that are protecting and defending and keeping the peace in town is an absurdity. It's dangerous. Guys, 1 year from the election, I believe, is the ordinance that you can recall him with enough signatures. I'm here to help. The guy's a bum. He's got to go. I stand with Mitch Little. I stand with all the Toms River cops. Stand with Pat Colligan and the PBA. It's time that we back the blue. No politician should be balancing their budget by disparaging and attacking police officers. Shame on you, Mr. Mayor. Shame on you. It's time we had change in Toms River. I can tell you that change is coming. Peter, you got 30 seconds to wrap up the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my...
Literally 15 seconds. What do you want to say, Peter?
Hey, listen, as a recovering addict myself, I support Jessica and the fact that she's 90 days clean and one day is a miracle. For the people of Jersey to want to bash her for having a premonition, chill out. We're human first and we're fighting daily battles. That all we know is how to survive one day at a time. No one's perfect. Speaking for myself, I try to be better than yesterday. Continue to stay clean just like Jessica. So listen, just chill out, Jersey.
Great words, Peter. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Words to live by. Chill out, Jersey. Come on now. All right, guys, I'll be back tomorrow. You know what time, 6 a.m. Enjoy your day. It was a beautiful-